Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, September 9, 2009. One child reported dead in Gaza due to the ongoing siege and settlers attack farmers in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian child was announced dead on Wednesday after she was prevented from leaving the Gaza Strip for medical care she needed. Dina Al-Zakzouk, 7 years old, had lymphatic gland tumor. Her family had completed all needed documents to leave Gaza, but still the Israeli military did not allow her to leave. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza announced that the number of patients who died in Gaza due to the Israeli siege have now reached 352. Israel placed the Gaza Strip under total siege in June of 2006, leaving the 1.5 million Palestinians living there lacking medical, food and fuel supplies. Also in Gaza, Israeli tanks and bulldozers invaded on Wednesday afternoon farmlands located in the northern part of the Strip. Farmers said Israeli tanks opened fire at them and their homes as bulldozers destroyed farmlands and uprooted trees. Medical sources announced that a farmer was moderately injured by the tank's fire and was moved to hospital for treatment. Abu Ali Brigades, the armed wing of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, said its fighters fired RPG shells at the invading tanks. The Israeli military said troops came under fire while operating in the northern Gaza Strip, but reported no injuries. Elsewhere, a group of armed Israeli settlers attacked on Wednesday midday the village of Orif, northern West Bank, and leveled one house there. Local sources announced that the group of settlers stormed a house that is under construction and belongs to one of the villagers. Settlers then leveled the house and attacked villagers nearby. Witnesses said that clashes took place between the settlers who came from the nearby illegal settlement of Yitzhar and villagers. No injuries in both sides were reported. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.